This podcast is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds, all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10.
Local talk jock Howie Carr, he'll just be another lost voice.
Are we to look at this as an end of an era in Boston?
He has no place to go. AM talk is just too dumb. I mean, it's too tedious and repetitive.
And this is just, you know, one more indication of how outrageous he can be.
Here they are ripping me now, and I'm still here. I'm still standing.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio.
And I'm still here.
It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. Calitrin's a good product, and if you want to try to keep some weight off this month of overeating and holiday parties and excessive exuberance at the dining table, try it out, Calitrin. You can get a month supply, a 30-day supply, a $70 value for just $35. And you can order up to three per order, so you can get 3 months worth for $105, or two months for the price of one. Anyway, go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store, and get the cheap bastard deal. And again, we will be in Boston, in suburban Boston, for the Thursday show. We'll be doing it from the studio. Friday, we will begin our book tour for Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops, available at HowieCarrShow.com right now. You can click on store, or you can get it at Amazon. Or if you want to get an autographed copy, or just bring your autographed copy to our events, if you bring your unautographed copy to the event that you've already bought, you can come on down. We'll be at JB Auto Care in Weymouth from 3 to 6 for a live remote. I'll be there from 2 to 6. I'll start signing books at 2 o'clock. That's on Friday afternoon. And on Saturday, we got three different locations where we'll be doing book signings. The Byrna store in tax-free Salem, New Hampshire from 10 until noon. You can check out the Byrna products. They're great. Less Lethal Pistols. Check them out. And we'll be there 10 to noon. Manzi Appraisers in Woburn from 1:30 to 3. There's a lot of interesting stuff there, and you can check it out and see what you, if you've got some old stuff, you might want to talk to the guys there. And then we'll be at Blondie's Barbecue in Walpole from 4 to 5. It's a really, really great new barbecue place, and fantastic food. And check it out. So, and get your books autographed, get a piece of taillight. We're going to have a good time. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Hey, no, I was just wondering, when you did the question about the drug boats, one of the answers could have been how many people are happy about it.
Well, a couple of people have said that. I thought that was more like just, you know, I could care less what happened. I couldn't care less what happens. You know, it's the same thing, isn't it? If you're not concerned about it, you're kind of happy about it. Are you happy about it, John?
I'm very happy. I love seeing those. I want to see those all the time.
I know, you know. I know they kept talking about genocide during the Hamas war, but I used to go to the Jerusalem Post and the Times of Israel website every day to see the IDF. You know, they would have those pictures of these blowing up the tunnels, or these terrorists driving along on a motor scooter, and then they would get bombed by a drone. And I loved it. And these things are a good replacement now that the war is kind of over.
Yeah, and it also is it shows that we're doing something about it, and they better, you know, stand off.
Yeah, And you know, I think I don't. Someone said he wanted to see some hits on land. I don't want to see that. I want to see the Maduro regime gone, and I think it is going to be gone. And you know, again, the Democrats are trying to make it seem like you know, Trump wants to get us into some kind of land war and troops being killed, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think it's going to come to that. I mean, the Maduro lost the election big time in Venezuela last year. They stole the election. It made Biden's selection look like a totally legit enterprise, you know? I mean, these guys just stole the election, and people hate him. He and Chavez before him, they ruined the country. They took the richest country in South America, and they've made it the poorest country by far. And people want him gone. And I think Trump's made Maduro a good deal, you know? One of the bus drivers who worked for Chavez now lives in Wellington. That's the same town where Pritzker has his family's farm, a horse farm. It's a big horse area. The Venezuelans are into polo and that kind of stuff. So Maduro ought to just move. I mean, I don't really want him living in Palm Beach County, but I mean, get him the hell out. Maybe he can live in, you know, there's another, what is it, Ocala? Maybe he can move up there. I think prices are a little cheaper there. Buy a horse farm up there. And just get the hell out of Venezuela and stop wrecking the whole country. 844-500-4242. All right, so, you know, stand by for more sob stories on SNAP. We may be going back. We may be going back to our daily ration of TikTok and Instagram sob stories. Trump administration says it will withhold SNAP from Democrat-led states if they don't provide data. Good. Good. I'm all for that. President Donald Trump's administration, this Associated Press, so it's regime-controlled media, said Tuesday that it will move to withhold SNAP food stamps from recipients in mostly Democrat-controlled states starting next week unless they provide information about those receiving the assistance. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said at a cabinet meeting today that the action is in the works because those states are refusing to provide data the department requested, such as the names and immigration status of the aid recipients. She said the cooperation is necessary to root out fraud in the program. Democrat states have sued to block the requirement. You know, you ever notice that the Democrats are always going to court to stop any kind of crackdown on fraud, whether it's voter fraud or food stamp fraud or Medicaid fraud or giving commercial CDLs to ignorant third world nationals who are more used to dragging a rickshaw behind them than running an 18-wheeler. About 42 million lower income Americans, or 1 in 8, rely on SNAP to help buy groceries. The monthly benefit average is about $190 per person, or a little over $6 a day. Work requirements are expanding to include people who are ages 55 to 64, homeless people and others. Yeah, what do they mean? You know, this is, I hate reading these stories from regime control media because they're so twisted. The others include people who are able-bodied adults with no dependents, no children. There's plenty of jobs out there. I don't care what they say about affordability and all this stuff. You can get a job if you want it. Let them get a job. Why do we have to support all these people to just lie on the couch? This is one reason why, oh, we need illegal aliens. They're doing the jobs Americans won't do. They're doing the jobs Americans are too lazy to do, or a certain percentage of the American population is too lazy to do it. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, Howie, you know, one thing about Maduro and that part of the world is that we have far more intelligence and ability to infiltrate than anywhere else. And either Maduro's going to say goodbye or it's going to be bye-bye, and then they'll just have parades, you know, the day after he either leaves or goes bye-bye. Because, yeah, you know, it can happen, and we have the ways to do it. That's a nobody, you know, plausible deniability, what's it called?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Well, the thing is, it's, you know, to have a civil war, he would have to have some support. And there was a story today in the Wall Street Journal that they've done polls, and I don't know how you do a poll in a military dictatorship, but they're saying that only like less than 10% of the population supports the Maduro government. That's about the same percentage of support that Brandon Johnson has in the city of Chicago, Dave. You know, I mean, these people are making it seem like they're standing up to the big bad orange man bad. But the orange man bad is more popular is certainly in Venezuela than Maduro. And you know what? He's probably more popular in Chicago than Brandon Johnson when you get right down to it. I mean, he may be the most popular guy in Chicago, but he's getting more of a he's getting it done, or at least he's trying to get it done in Chicago. Thanks for the call, Dave. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Howie. Jay, love your show. A couple things I wanted to run by you. Today I watched that Jacob Frey, the mayor of Minneapolis, on
yes.
the news. Did you catch that at all?
No.
So he says that, the police aren't going to work with ICE. That's not their job, blah, blah, blah. He says you don't want some guy following somebody's going to drop their kid off at school and work a 12-hour shift at the factory across town. I say, if they're all working 12-hour shifts, there'll be no money to steal. They'll be making money. You know?
Right. Right. You know, you don't want them dropping off kids and then flying to the moon either. You know, I mean, what he said has as much validity and truth to it is me saying that they're going to drop the kids off and then take a rocket ship to the moon. It's ridiculous. They're fraudsters, or they're just lying around, or they're doing minimal jobs under the table and then staying on welfare. It's ridiculous. The best thing that can be done for everybody in the country is to get all the Americans in the country is to get all these people out. I saw that they had a list, they had the thing in Charlotte, they called it Charlotte's Web after the kids' book. They got 400 illegal aliens. I mean, these are people, at the very least, they were massively cheating the welfare system, and 200 of them were violent criminals. Now, I know Charlotte's a big city, but you take 200 stone-cold, violent criminals who have been operating with impunity because it's a Democrat area and they know they can get away with it because the Democrats support them. I mean, it makes it better for everybody, including the Democrats, because most of the illegal aliens' victims are their fellow illegal aliens, or the people who are unfortunate enough to have low incomes, Americans, they have to live near them. And so they're helping out people with less money when they get rid of these thugs, these savages. 844-500-4242-603. Officer Mark says, will you have your very own multiple limousine motorcade for the book tour this weekend? Yeah, I'm going to have a convoy, Officer Mark. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not going to have a convoy. Come on down. I want to see everybody. I want to say hello to everybody. I want to give you some personal pieces of red tail light from 34 Fairview Road in Canton. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. All right.
Watch the show live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
Soundwave, dispatch Rumble.
Rumble, activate.
Howie Carr is back.
Fall is here, and it's only getting colder, as you well know. My listeners know that when they want instant whole room warmth, you go with Eden Pure. It's a trusted name for years on this show. Now they have done it again with Eden Pure Gen 40 Infrared Heater. This powerful compact unit gives you fast, even heat that you can feel in seconds. No more cold, uneven heat or dried out air. Infrared heat warms you directly, not just the air around you. And it doesn't dry out the air. It's quiet, compact, and safe, with multiple built-in safety shutoffs, and it heats up to 1,000 square feet. so it's perfect for the living room, bedroom, or office. You can even use the fan-only mode in summer for cool, comfortable airflow. And right now, Eden Pure is thanking our listeners with a special radio offer. The Gen 40 infrared heater sale price is currently $224. But Eden Pure is giving VIP Howie listeners an additional $50 discount, bringing the Gen 40 infrared heater to just $174. That's right, only $174 for a state-of-the-art infrared heater. But this is a limited-time offer with a strict limit of three, and supplies are moving fast. And once the snow starts falling, the price goes right back up. So if you want to stay warm and save money, you need to act now, because the snow's going to be starting pretty quickly in many parts of the New England area. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code Howie50. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie50. Order now before the price goes back up or they sell out. All right. 844-500-4242. 978, do the pieces of taillight come with a certificate of authenticity? If you want me to hand, I will have a legal pad with me. I'm holding it up right now, and I'll be glad to give you a certificate of authenticity right there on the spot. I don't have a notary stamp with me though, so you'll have to do without that. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Local Silver Mint, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermint.com, localsilvermint.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is how concerned are you about the military strikes on the Venezuelan drug boat? Very worried? Don't care in the least, or somewhat concerned?
Maybe I should have put in I'm happy as a pig in bleep or something to that effect. It's too late now. I don't care. I mean, this is, again, this story was concocted out of thin air by the Washington Post at the behest of George Soros et al. To deflect from the shooting of the National Guardsman from West Virginia by a savage Muslim who was allowed into the country by Joe Biden. So I don't care in the least.
92% of the audience does not care in the least. 6% are somewhat concerned and 2% are very worried.
All right. 844-500-4242. During the recent federal government shutdown, the administration planned, this is the fact that they're going to cut off food stamp money to the states very shortly if they don't turn over the documentation. But the Democrat states want to continue the fraud. That's what it comes down to. There was a back and forth in the courts about whether or not the government could cut off benefits, but the government reopened and benefits resumed before the final decision by the courts. In the meantime, some states scrambled to fund benefits on their own, and most increased or accelerated money for food banks. Yeah, they didn't really do it. A few Republican states funded it fully, but most of the Democrat states just said, oh, we gave all the money to illegal aliens. We don't have any money. Again, Mara Healey gave $4 billion to illegal aliens in Massachusetts through the Foreign Freeloader Flophouses, continues to give them billions of dollars a month. They're not hundreds of millions, tens of millions a month. And she gave $4 million to the SNAP programs. $4 million. After giving $4 billion to illegal aliens, and while simultaneously sitting on a rainy day fund of over, I believe, $3 billion, maybe even more. I've drawn a blank on the number, but it was enough. I think it was enough for 40 months of SNAP benefits at the current levels, which are massively fraudulent in Massachusetts and every other blue state and most red states as well. And she came up with $4 million. You know why? Because she wants to hoard the money for the illegal aliens. They're more important than the U.S. citizens. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
So if they cut off the food stamps again to try to get the fraud and the illegal alien fraud under control, you know there's going to be another wave of sob stories in the regime-controlled media. Have you noticed that the Globe now, whenever they do one of these stories, they try to pose the illegal alien in front of one of two ways, in a church with a giant crucifix, or if they can't get to a church, they bring in a picture of Jesus, a framed picture of Jesus. Sometime maybe this month, because it's Christmas, it'll be the whole Holy Family. Maybe they could even have like a wide mural in their crack house where they live, and put in the three wise men showing up at the manger. But they're always making them out like they're religious. The other thing they do is they pose them in their graduation cap and gowns, because they're all going to school to become nurses and CPAs and rocket scientists. None of them are rioting or looting liquor stores or selling fentanyl. That's just what the arrest statistics say. They're very racist, though, those statistics. 844-500-4242. They should rename SNAP to STAP, Supplemental Twinkies Assistance Program. Not much nutrition being purchased. I know. How about the Patriots quarterback, Drake May? You know what they're buying? They're buying Drake's cakes, and Drake's cakes predated Drake May by a couple of generations. 844-500-4242. So today they had the cabinet meeting, and they were really going after. They talked a little bit about the hit on the boats, but they also. They also got into the food stamps and also the Somali crime wave with welfare and fraud in Minnesota, and Trump went off on a on Omar. She's got to be sweating it. I mean, I know I've been lobbying to get Tanya Fernandez Anderson, the former Boston City Councilor from Africa, out of the country. The first illegal alien welfare, single mom on welfare to get elected to the Boston City Councilor, who's also married to a first-degree murderer who's doing life without parole in a Massachusetts prison. But, you know, she's a small-timer. Same with Dean Tran, the crooked ex-state senator, who's also a candidate for deportation. He's in federal prison. Tanya got out a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, Ilhan Omar, she's like a national or international figure. She should be tossed out of the country yesterday. There's no way she should be here. And she hates the country on top of everything else. So this is Trump on what's going on in Mogadishu, St. Paul, and Omar and Tim Walz et al. Cut 24.
We could go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise, and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell, and they complain and do nothing but bitch, we don't want them in our country. Let them go back to where they came from and fix it. Thank you very much, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Kristi Noem, the DHS secretary, said at the same meeting that half of the Minnesota visas to the Somali freeloaders are fraudulent. You told me to take a look at Minnesota, she said, and their fraud on visas and their programs. 50% of them are fraudulent, which means that that wacko Governor Pulse either is an idiot or he did it on purpose. And I think he's both, sir, Noem said, prompting chuckles in the room. Yeah, you could be both corrupt and stupid at the same time. There's no doubt about it. We've seen it endlessly in American politics. He brought people in here, she continued, illegally. They never should have been in this country. Said they were somebody that they're not. They said they were married to somebody who was their brother or somebody else, added the DHS chief, in a possible reference to accusations that Representative Ilhan Omar wed her sibling. Noem also said that those who submitted fraudulent visa applications, signed up for government programs, took hundreds of billions of dollars from the taxpayers. Well, maybe not. Maybe not quite that many, but billions anyway, billions. And we're going to remove them and get our money back. Let's settle for removing them. I don't think getting the money back is not in the cards. 844-500-4242. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, is planning an operation in Minneapolis targeting the city's Somali freeloader community. About 40,000 residents were born in Somalia, according to 2024 estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau. So if half of them, those are the ones you can get rid of. If they got the anchor babies, it's pretty hard to get them out until we can get rid of the birthright citizenship provisions in federal law, and some would say the Constitution, but I wouldn't. So you need new judges to throw out the birthright citizenship. Then you can get rid of them all. But if 40,000 of them were born in Somalia and at least half got in under fraudulent visas, we could deport 20,000 of them. That would be a good start to restoring Minnesota to being the land of 10,000 lakes rather than the land of 10,000 takes. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, H, one thing for sure, most of those little Debbies on SNAP are far from little. Boy, ain't that the truth. They are really, really. 844-500-4242. So this is great. Trump has ratcheted up his crackdown on illegal immigration following the November 26 shooting of National Guard members in Washington, D.C., carried out by a savage Muslim from Afghanistan. In the past week, Trump has called for a broad reverse migration of legal immigrants in the U.S., including from countries such as Afghanistan. Who's not in favor of this? 844-500-4242. I met Spartacus Senator Booker in Concord, New Hampshire back in 2020 before COVID. He described Ilhan Omar as a great person. Booker himself is not a good person. He's also more fake than Santa Claus. I wonder how his honeymoon is going. Again, the former Mrs. Rock Hudson could not be reached for comment. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, it kind of kicks me off that they talk about the illegals are seen with a crucifix, implying that the church, the Catholic Church, any Christian church endorses this kind of thing. I mean, the very fact they came across the border, number one, means they broke the law. Okay.
Yeah. And you render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and Caesar has some laws against illegal immigration. Correct, David?
Exactly. Exactly. And there's more than enough scripture. St. Paul's letter to Thessalonians. He says that you are to work so you won't be a burden to others. That if you don't work, you don't eat. And to respect authority. Here's Joe Biden, supposed Catholic. Forget it. Give me a break. He's the president. They were doing abortions at the Democrat National Convention. How sick are these people? Democrat Party is a party of death, Howard. It's a party of despair. They're promoting poverty. They're the party of colonization. They're allowing 100, people from illegals from 140 countries to colonize the United States, and they're setting up their own countries, like in Minnesota. The Somalis and the Islamists, and Lewiston, Maine, the Somalis, down in Ohio, the Haitians, Howie, were taking over towns. And the thing is that they're not assimilating. They're just simply come to the United States and think they can set up their own little colonies from
right.
their other countries.
Right. Well, we support them. I mean, it's not like they're coming here and, you know, setting up farming operations, except that maybe the Chinese in Maine are growing weed. But that's about it. I mean, they're living off of American citizens. I think they've been calling Nome or some of them have been calling them leeches. I mean, that's a good way to put it. Most of them are leeches, or a lot of them are leeches.
Not supporting them. The politicians are stealing taxpayers' money to get votes from them. Maura Healey is stealing taxpayers' money to give to these illegals here. Is there a million here in Massachusetts? Many of these guys, many of these are very dangerous people and rapists. They're not assimilating. They're taking their barbaric cultures, like from Afghanistan. They're in the mountains. They're used to doing these really crazy things. Genitally mutilating women is one. Throwing acid in the faces of girls. Marrying 14-year-olds to 50-year-old guys. And they think that they're going to bring those people here and they're going to change their ways.
Yeah.
Like hell. Talk about cultural.
I know. You know, Brandon Gill, the congressman from Texas. And again, Jared, we got to try to keep getting Brandon Gill on. I've got another number.
I've hit all avenues thus far.
Okay, we got to get Brandon Gill on. He was on some show the other night, and he said, he's talking about Afghanistan. He said, why are we encouraging people who come from cultures where pederastic rape is encouraged? And pederasty is a word that has fallen out of favor because it describes a crime that that many Democrats enthusiastically endorse, which is raping young boys. And you know, but it's true. There's this pederastic rape culture in these not just Afghan society, but across the Middle East as a whole, Arab countries. And why do we want to encourage this? And as David said, the genital mutilation of females, the honor killings. How about the honor killings? They're going on all the time. There was another one in the UK the other day. And the two brothers of the girl that was killed, they got arrested, and the father fled back to Syria, fled back to his third world hellhole. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. What is a niche? The dictionary defines a niche as a specialized segment of the market for a particular kind of product or service. Well, in the area of selling real estate, you would call J.J. Manning Auctioneers a niche in the real estate industry. For almost 50 years, J.J. Manning has sold real estate, but only through auction. In the J.J. Manning auction arena, there are only cash buyers, and all of the weasel clauses are removed from the deal. That's because there are no negotiations, only concrete auction terms. Don't just list your property for sale because it's what your parents did. Set your property apart from the masses in this economy and list your property for an auction sale with J.J. Manning Auctioneers. You sell as is and contingency free. You control the terms and you control the timeline. In Massachusetts, all traditional listings are now required to allow for a home inspection. Luckily, real estate auctions are exempt from that requirement. Estates, businesses, families, builders, bankers, real estate brokers all work with J.J. Manning. The waiting is over when you schedule a J.J. Manning auction. On January 21st, 2026, we have a great commercial property on Washington Street, Route 103 in Claremont, New Hampshire, and many other listeners are signing up as we speak. If you have commercial, residential, or land to sell, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call J.J. Manning today and mark it sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. what Brendan Gill was talking about is this practice called Baka Bazi in Afghanistan. 781 sent me a story from the Daily Mail about it. Our Navy SEALs and soldiers were horrified and got into trouble during the war for stopping Afghan males from the cultural practice of raping young boys after they danced for them. They apparently, poor families would sell the warlords, and they would put them in skirts and then force them to dance around and sexually abuse them. Sounds like something at a Democrat state convention, doesn't it? Ugh, 844 fight. No wonder the Democrats want them into the country. Let's play Cut 25, President Trump at the cabinet meeting today talking about the Somalis. Cut 25.
What is happening in Minnesota, the land of a thousand lakes or however many lakes they have, they got a lot of lakes, but this beautiful place, and I see these people ripping it off, and now I'm understanding, and you're going to look into that, Scott, I hear they ripped off Somalians. Ripped off that state for billions of dollars, billions, every year, billions of dollars, and they contribute nothing. The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you. Okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks. And we don't want them in our country. I can say that about other countries, too. I can say it about other countries, too. We don't want them to help. We have to rebuild our country. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying it. We could go one way or the other. And we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what they were trying to do during the last administration. They were trying to, I don't know how else to put it, destroy the United States of America. That you wouldn't, no countries are invaded down through history, but they never welcome an invasion by foreign forces that not only want to destroy the native culture, but don't want to even work. They, you know, it's not like they're the pilgrims coming in and they want to, you know, farm the land and grow livestock and set up a society. These people just want to come in and freeload. Am I wrong here? He's right about these welfare dependency. It never ends. When you bring somebody into the country from day one and you tell them they don't have to work. They just get what you want, and if you don't get what you want, you're a victim of racism. You don't have to learn English because, you know, we oppressed you, even though you weren't here. Even though we brought you in here for a free ride, we oppressed you, so we owe you something. No, I don't think we do. 844-500-4242. Here's Caroline Levitt yesterday talking about the Somalis in Minnesota. Cut one.
In fact, according to a new bombshell report from the New York Times, Somalian migrants in Minnesota have defrauded nearly $1 billion in taxpayer-funded benefits under Democrat Governor Waltz's leadership. President Trump is putting an end to this dangerous America Last approach. His position is rooted in common sense.
Yeah, and $1 billion is that's just the one that the feeding our future fraud, also known as feeding our fraud, feeding our felons, feeding our freeloaders. That's just one of these things. I mean, there are all kinds of these scams going on. JD says, the Catholic part of me says Trump's comments are awful, but the rest of me laughs and smiles with him. Why are they awful? I mean, why do we have to pay for this? Again, you know, the lilies of the field, they do not reap, neither do they sow. But they're not on welfare either, unlike the Somalis and the Afghans and the Haitians. I'm Howie Carr.